Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You know, folks, we've just had America just has our 4th of July celebration where we celebrate our independence. And as we Americans look back on the 237-year history of these United States since we declared independence from Britain in 1776, we can point to many peaks and valleys along the way, right? We've had lots of challenges and lots of great moments, haven't we? Today there are many national issues that are being debated, many. And in fact, emotions are running high on many of those issues. So much so that it's not uncommon. I mean, in fact, with what's going on in Washington these days, and some of the other things that are going on, it's not uncommon to hear someone ask the existential question, are America's best days behind us? Well, we wanted to know what you thought about that. So we ask our online audience, when I talk to you about my website and I mention the poll that we have on the homepage, and every week we have a different poll. And so last week we asked this question, with America's 2013 Independence Day now over, what do you think about the future of America? And here's what you told us. Almost one in five, just under 20% of our respondents were optimistic by choosing the U.S. is and will remain the greatest nation in history. That was about almost 20%. A little smaller group than that, around 15%, I think, said that the opposite was true, that the U.S. has had its day and is in an inevitable decline. They're not very optimistic. But over two-thirds, about 67% of our sample, seem to be what I'm going to call pragmatic optimists by declaring U.S. greatness is in peril, but there's still time to recover. Paraphrasing the line from the 1949 movie The Third Man, generations of strife in Italy produced Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, and the Renaissance, while hundreds of years of brotherly love in Switzerland produced the cuckoo clock. America is known for its brotherly love. We've shown that over and over again. But our love is more like the kind you find in most families. Lots of love mixed with lots of fighting. But there's one area that is troubling to me, one of the issues, and it's our increasing dependence upon the government, expecting the government to solve our problems. This trend, my friends, is eroding the very unique American alloy that was forged from characteristics like fierce independence, self-determination, and individual responsibility, beginning with the 1619 Mayflower Compact, when the Mayflower was anchored offshore off of the coast of what is now Massachusetts, and they came up with the Mayflower Compact. Ever since then, all the way through to our Declaration of Independence, our Constitution, etc., this country's been built on fierce independence, self-determination, and individual responsibility. We can debate, we can disagree, we can even fight over certain issues. But there will be nothing to fight over. There will be nothing to fight over if America devolves into socialism. We already know how that movie ends, because it's been playing out in front of us for a few years now in the European Union, right? We saw that happen in Greece. We're seeing it happen in the other southern European countries. And closer to home, we're seeing it happen in Detroit, where Detroit is literally collapsed. The city of Detroit has failed, and it's mostly because of socialistic policies. This country will not survive if we devolve into full socialism. And these are the things that this is some of the things that are troubling to me and are troubling to a lot of folks. As of now, there are entities with resources that are going to help those profligate governments in Europe. Germany and other wealthier countries are helping them out, right? But as the U.S., and I guess the U.S. government will help out Detroit, right? But as the U.S. national debt tops $17 trillion, and deficit spending is projected well into the future, as far as the eye can see, we have to ask ourselves this question. Every time we talk about spending money we don't have on things that we refuse to fix, who's going to bail out America? Think about that, folks. When people look around at, when you were a kid and things got rough, you always said, well, Dad and Mom will fix it, right? Then when you become a dad and mom, you know, who is there to turn to? Well, we've all got to quit turning to the government. We all got to quit expecting the government to bail us out. Because eventually the government is not going to be able to bail itself out. And in America, there's nobody else to turn to. Who's going to bail out America? It's not too soon to start asking that question. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after these messages. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.